This is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Today's podcast is on the topic of spiritual no's, or spiritual nonsense, or spiritual icks, whatever you want to call it, really. I have done another podcast on spiritual red flags, which is out there on the channel. And there's also a podcast on what to look for in healers and what to look for in shamanic teachers and in teachers and shamanic healers. But this is just a general, in no particular order, some stuff that's some things that have been noticed for some time now, and that it's rather staggering that we still as a world community are not waking up to the propaganda or the falsity of these very real red flags. So in no particular order, take what resonates, recycle what doesn't. Anyone that claims to tell you that they are an angel, anyone wearing angel wings, photos of themselves as angels, giving themselves angelic names, telling them that they communicate with angels, that they have a specific angel that they work with, that they are doing the work of a certain archangel, selling you angel courses, angel cards. The biggest ick, the biggest sort of yuck, is someone wearing angel wings. Think about this. Angels do walk amongst us, just as demons walk amongst us. There is good and light in the world. The work of the warrior of the light remains hidden, remains quiet and silent. Our true angels, our true light bearers, who walk amongst us, who bear the light, who perform miracles, who are there to assist others, our true angels don't advertise the fact. They don't give themselves that title. They don't stand in front of you wearing plastic or fake feather angel wings. They remain silent in their work and in their humility for many reasons. The number one being protection. It isn't safe. Anyone truly walking the path of the light, in true stewardship with the light, it isn't safe to proclaim that, to aim for publicity around that. So those that are telling you that they are, in inverted commas, angels, those that have got photos of themselves wearing angel wings, think twice and then think again. Our true angels walk amongst us, but they're in disguise. They're in disguise because for a lot of people, they may not be able to handle the truth, the reality of such love, such power, such healing, such light, but also for their own protection, and also because they can get more work done that way. They're not walking down the street wearing angel wings. Similarly, the idea, the concept that we have of angels, of white wings and feathers, is a concept that has been fed to us from fairy tales and films. It's been fed to us from the media, from Hollywood. It's got no basis in fact. Angelic forms come in many forms. They very rarely come in the form of someone wearing angel wings. So think twice and then think again. Be very wary of those who want you to believe steadfastly that they are in service to the light, that they are the chosen ones. Be very wary of those that claim to perform miracles. Be very wary of those that seek fame and recognition, that are looking for the applause. Be very wary of those that say that they have celebrity clients. Be very wary of those that show you a long list of interviews that they've done, clips that they've recorded for television or whatnot. Because again, the work needs to happen in privacy, in a veiledness. Those that are seeking fame, those that are seeking acknowledgement, are often doing it from a place of the ego. Now, you could go on my website and say, well, I can see that you've done these interviews for some magazines many years ago, decades ago, and that you have video clips, which is true. However, those interviews and those video clips, if you see, are nearly over 10 years old. Decades have passed, and I've grown and learned from those experiences, and it was a very different time before. No one was doing that before. When I first started doing clips on YouTube, no one was doing that. When I first started doing interviews about Reiki and shamanism, it was ridiculed. People didn't really believe in it. I was one of the first people to start talking about it very openly in my community. I never gave myself the title of the shaman. It was a title bestowed upon me by my community, and I still don't take that title. So be very wary of those that give themselves titles. When you go on their website or you are introduced to them, they tell you that they are a creatrix, a creator, a projector, a whatever. Be very wary of that, because who has given them that title? Is it their community, or have they just given it themselves? Now, they will tell you that they have given it to themselves because their spirit guide gave it to them, but more often than not, it'll be the ego. Be very wary of those that tell you that they work with certain guides, that everything comes from their guides. As I've spoken about before, not everything that we tune into on a psychic or energetic level is clean or pure. And often if our channel isn't clear, if our environment isn't clear, if our intentions aren't clear, then what we connect to is of a similar low vibration. It takes a lot of work to be a pure channel for spirit, for God, for healing, for the light. It means hollowing oneself out, being empty of attachment, of greed, of ego, of jealousy. Truly empty, and that is a very difficult ask of a human being on this planet who has human desires. We will all have our Achilles heel. We will all have the thing that trips us up and makes us fallible. That's why we're human. But we do the best that we can. So be very wary of those that give themselves titles. Where did that title come from? Who bestowed it upon them? It is really only the community that bestows it upon you. And that takes decades, if not lives, lifetimes, to receive that accolade, that glory, that honor, that respect. And you get that, you receive that through the work that you do, through the truth of the work that you do. Be very wary of those that talk of different dimensions. Third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension. It's nonsense. We live in a multi-dimensional multiverse. We can't even know how many dimensions there are because our tiny little human brain can't compute all of it. We only see the smallest fraction of what is actually out there. So anyone that tells you that they are here to help you co-create a reality on the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension or the sixth dimension is talking utter nonsense. Who are they to do this? And anyway, why would you want that when we are multidimensional beings and there are so many other dimensions beyond the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and so on? Be wary of those that try and sell you their philosophy on life, on spirituality, on healing. There is no philosophy to buy into. your journey with healing, your journey with spirituality, your journey with learning is about coming to a place where you have a direct relationship with God's spirit universe. That's what the healing and the learning is about. It's not about following a philosophy given to you by another. It's about you finding your truth and your truthful relationship with God. Whatever that may mean for you, whatever God means to you, whatever your God is, and whatever that relationship means. Be wary of those that give different names to God, that worship different gods. Know this, that there is only one divine source of everything. And what we often worship are the offshoots of that. We have a guru here, a god here, a goddess here. But these are just fragments, shards of the truth. There is only one source of power. There is only one source of healing and one source of truth. And are you prepared to go to that one source? How you get there, what you call that one source, is your journey. But it will either be in the light or in the dark. And a lot of what we have been sold in the form of spirituality has been darkness. A lot of the rituals we have been sold are dark rituals. They've taken the sacred and upturned it and made it dark. No one can guide you onto the path of light. No one can say to you repeatedly, don't do this ritual, don't do that thing, don't say this, don't think this. You have to find the truth out for yourself, and that means really seeing through the illusions, really seeing through the mists, through the veils, through the lies, through the propaganda, which is happening and happens and has happened on many levels and in many scales. And for many, the words that I say will mean nothing. It will be gibberish. And for others, it may well awaken something. Choose your gurus and the origin of that word rather than how much it's become abused. Choose your teachers. Choose your guides carefully, mindfully. Don't buy into the pretty pictures. Don't buy into the image. But trust your intuition. It's very hard in today's energetic onslaught. There's so much coming at us all the time. It's very hard to feel into your gut response to someone or something. But really, that's all you have to go on. Not testimonials, not referrals, not write-ups in magazines. Not interviews done, not celebrity clients. You just have your intuition. Feel into that. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. If they seem too enlightened to be true, they probably are. Another big, big spiritual turnoff. The guffawing, hysterically laughing individual on a website or a video. Why are they laughing so much? What's so funny? What they're selling you is this idea that, look at me, I'm so happy, my life is so complete. I'm so perfect. Now, if you have a session with me and pay me X amount of money, you could be laughing hysterically like this in a couple of weeks too. But that's not the truth. Please, can we wake up to the fact that this isn't the truth? I would rather see a photo of a healer deep in prayer, crying, in pain, or not at all, then see a photo of some guffawing individual showing me how spiritual they are with an angel wing, laughing, staring into the distance. Please wake up to how abused, maligned, and turned upside down, the truth has become. I have been talking about the same red flags for a very long time. And I have watched so many fall into the same pitfalls, the same trapdoors, time and time again, despite nodding their heads sagely and saying, yes, that's very true. And yet making the same mistakes. We all do it. But there has to come a time when we start to trust our intuition. We all have it. We all have that sixth sense, that knowing that this doesn't feel quite right, doesn't feel true. Trust that. What often happens is we have a feeling and then we try and rationalize it and we can't. So we go on a website or we look up reviews or we ask friends or we see a psychic or we do a card reading or something. But really, all we need to do is trust our intuition. Just go with it. Trust that what is guiding us is right for us. And if it isn't right for us, if what we're being guided by is a dark force, is a possession, is a spirit, is a trickster energy, whatever you want to call it, then we will learn that lesson also. I've talked about keeping the channel, your channel, clear before, but there shall be another podcast on this because it's very important in today's age, especially, that we keep our channel clear and we keep our connection to God, Spirit, Universe clear. And even if you are the 0.1% that sees things that no one else sees, that feels things that you feel no one else feels, trust in that. Don't try and make yourself like everyone else. Trust in that. This is a time of spiritual warfare. And the light has a battle on its hands. And we can see, in terms of what's happening in the world, that things have become so bad and are yet becoming worse in front of our very eyes. And people still are not waking up. They're still not asking enough questions. They're still worshipping their false idols. They're still prostrating in front of the nonsense of celebrity. And they're still chasing that for themselves. They're still not standing up for what they believe in. And they're still not connecting to God, Spirit, Universe in their daily lives. They're still shocked that their favourite celebrity turns out to be a wrong'un. How? How are they still shocked? How have we not woken up to the fact that there is so much more at play here than we are ever truly shown? And to its credit, the darkness is showing us. The darkness is in our face now. We can see it. It's there. It's happening. And yet, as a world community, we are still choosing to ignore the truth. We are still choosing to bury ourselves and distance ourselves and lose ourselves in consumption and greed and lust and jealousy and various other distractions. What will it take for us to truly wake up? And it seems that what it will take is for the suffering to become personal. So to come full circle, even though this podcast was about naming the spiritual no-nos, the spiritual icks, the spiritual red flags, perhaps if we choose to keep ignoring them, we're not really going to wake up until the suffering becomes personal, until we truly encounter that guru or that teacher or that healer that destroys us. And I've seen that happen many times. I've been in the privileged position, if you wish to call it privileged, of working with those that have been harmed by other healers and teachers. And they come to me seeking help. And they're scared because they've had their confidence destroyed. Their trust has been betrayed. I've seen it many, many times, and I've experienced it myself with healers and teachers that I've placed my faith in. So I know it happens. And perhaps the only way we will wake up to spiritual icks and spiritual no-nos is when the suffering becomes personal. I hope that the suffering doesn't become too personal, and that not too many have their trust betrayed, have their souls destroyed by many who are out there, who are down and out charlatans, and others who are just confused, and others who just want to make a bit of money. The website is sacredspacehealing.org. That's sacredspacehealing.org. Until the next time.